to Baghdad now in reaction to the news of Zarqawi's death there, from inside the fortified green zone and out on the street. Here's NPR's Philip Reeves.
This is a sound you don't often hear in Baghdad. Iraq's capital city has had very little to applaud in the last 3 years. But when, at a press conference today, Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, announced Zarqawi was finally dead, the assembled Iraqi journalists made no attempt to hide their approval. Nor did the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad.
Zarqawi was the godfather of sectarian killing and terror in Iraq. He declared a civil war within Islam and a global war of civilizations.
On the city's streets, the reaction was more guarded. Suicide bombs, assassinations, and sectarian bloodletting have become part of daily life here. More than 6,000 bodies, many of them executed, have been delivered to the city morgue so far this year. 26-year-old Mustafa Jawad Karim found it hard to digest the news that Iraq's most violent insurgent is gone forever.
If this thing is true, it will bring happiness because of the miserable life that he brought for the Iraqis. If there were something called Zarqawi.
When Zarqawi first cropped up in Iraq after the U.S. invasion in 2003, Iraqis often claimed he was a figment of the U.S.'s imagination. Some, like Mustafa, still seem unconvinced. Yet for most, the gruesome videotapes of beheadings, the suicide bombings and kidnappings made Zarqawi's existence impossible to deny. This woman, who's too fearful to give her name, has no trouble believing in Zarqawi, but she finds it harder to believe he's actually dead.
We want security, whether he is dead or not. We want security in this country. I don't think that his killing affects the security crisis. There are other gangsters besides Zarqawi.
In some Shiite areas of Iraq, news of Zarqawi's death was greeted with open celebrations. In the southern city of Basra, people fired Kalashnikovs into the air and sounded their car horns. And this audio tape explains why. In it, Zarqawi calls for a sectarian war, appealing to Sunni Arabs to attack the Shia. In Sunni areas, there was relief too. Standing outside a Baghdad mosque during evening prayers, Khalil Ibrahim said Zarqawi's death was an opportunity for the country to come together.
Now the government has to take the initiative. In public life, if you get an opportunity, you have to seize it. So the government has a golden opportunity now.
That sentiment was echoed within Iraq's government itself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-Sayyid Ra'is Majlis al-Nawab al-Muhtaram.
Iraq's parliamentarians gathered today, shortly after news of Zarqawi's death was announced. They've been bickering for 3 weeks over two of the most critical posts in the government. Today, they settled their differences. A Sunni Arab, General Abdul Qadir Mohammed Jassim, was sworn in as defense minister, and a Shiite, Jawad al-Balani, as interior minister. For Mithal El-Alusi, a Sunni parliamentarian, filling those two key posts is more important than Zarqawi's death.
I am very optimistic that we will build the new Iraq and the political process will go in the right direction.
With Iraq's government finally coming together, today some Iraqis dared to hope, but they've been disappointed many times before, and the violence shows no sign of abating. In the 24 hours after Zarqawi's death, more than 40 people died in bombings, and that was just in Baghdad. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.